So me and my group, LA Green Grounds, we got together and we started planting my food forest, fruit trees, you know, the whole nine, for vegetables. What we do, we're a pay it forward kind of group, where it's composed of like gardeners from all walks of life, from all over the city, and it's completely volunteer, and everything we do is free. And in the garden, it was beautiful. And then somebody complained. The city came down on me. And basically gave me a citation saying that I had to remove my garden, which this citation would turn into a warrant. And I'm like, come on, really? A warrant for planting food on a piece of land that you could care less about? And I was like, cool, bring it. Because this time it wasn't coming up. So LA Times got hold of it. Steve Lopez did a story on it. And talked to the councilman, and one of the Green Grounds members, they put up a petition on change.org, and with 900 signatures, we were a success. We had a victory on our hands. My councilman even called and said how they endorse and love what we're doing. I mean, come on, why wouldn't they? LA leads the United States in vacant lots that the city actually owns. They own 26 square miles of vacant lots. That's 20 Central Parks. That's enough space to plant 700 million, 725 million tomato plants. Why in the hell would they not okay this? Growing one plant will give you 1,000, 10,000 seeds. Okay. When $1 worth of green beans will give you like $75 worth of produce. It's my gospel. I'm telling people, grow your own food. Growing your own food is like printing your own money. Thank you.